Reaction from Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg in the wake of yesterday's testimony by a Facebook whistleblower. He says that Francis Haugen's claims that the company puts profit above people's safety are just not true. In a Facebook post, Zuckerberg says it is, as he puts it, deeply illogical that the social media giant pushes content that makes people angry for profit. He also says advertisers consistently tell the company they don't want their ads next to harmful or angry content.
Well, Zuckerberg also says Facebook will continue internal research into potential harms of social media and reiterated calls for more regulation of the industry. Dmitry got reaction to Zuckerberg's words from independent tech journalist Bob Sullivan.
We all know extreme content is profitable, engagement is profitable, clicks are profitable. So it's deeply illogical to think that Mark Zuckerberg wouldn't be engaging in this kind of behavior and that Facebook wouldn't be engaging in this kind of behavior. When you see Facebook issue these sort of deflecting press releases, carefully listen to the words that they're using, because they didn't really deny anything that Ms. Haugen said during her congressional testimony. They assassinated her character and they used some sort of general flowery language. But in the end, Facebook makes money from clicks, and the way it gets clicks is through hate speech and through extreme content that drives people towards addictive behavior.
You're focused a lot on the algorithm, Bob, the mechanism that decides what you see on the screen of your phone or tablet or whatever you're using. What if you could opt out of that?
I think this is the first thing that could happen, and it could happen tomorrow, and I really wish we would focus a lot more on that. Most people don't know, or they're only vaguely aware, that Facebook and Instagram select for them the things that they see through this algorithm. And so very quickly, Facebook learns that you're interested in conservative or liberal content, that you're interested in content about sports or clothes, and then it drives you down these rat holes to get you more and more addicted to its service. Even if you are conscious of this, I think it's something that you forget when you look at Facebook. That becomes your bubble and your reality. People have forever asked for just a raw feed of their friends' posts, a chronological feed, just what Dmitry says, what Bob says, pictures of babies and weddings and anniversaries and maybe some independent content. And Facebook has refused to allow this over and over again. I think opting out of their algorithms would be a really great first step to getting us back on the right road.
And that wouldn't be something that takes an act of Congress or a presidential decree, right? It would just be a policy change at Facebook.
We can't forget that Facebook is a for-profit company. And if it does things that are less profitable, that they might face a shareholder suit. So some of this is a structural problem with the way that we reward corporations in America. It is a fantasy to think that Facebook will fix these problems out of the goodness of its own heart. So we do need some kind of act of Congress. We do need regulations. I think there could be some narrowly tailored both rules and laws that could force Facebook to make these safer choices for us. The age of waiting for Facebook to do the right thing should be over. It should have been over years ago.
What is another thought about Facebook and the world's relationship with it?
I just think people really need to understand how much social media works to manipulate them. These tools really are addictive, and anyone who's watch the teenager or a friend just stare at their phone endlessly knows that these tools are addictive. And just like a lot of addictive substances, you might believe that you can outsmart it or that you are not susceptible to it. And you're probably wrong. Understand that billions of dollars of research have gone into hacking you and turning you into an addict for the product.
That's independent tech journalist Bob Sullivan on Skype.